Hello, Tamara speaking.
Hi, Tamara. This is Jordan calling from Oakview Financial. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks, Stop.
That's good. I was just giving you a quick call. We got your contact from Jake Simpkins. Did he give you a heads up that we were going to be giving you a call?
He did. He did.
You did? Okay,
Yeah.
perfect. Have I got you at a good time?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So, basically it was just following up. Obviously you've been a referral from him. So are you, what kind of financial advice are you interested in, I guess, to begin the conversation?
Well, Jake sort of spoke more about like his what with his super. Jake's here now. Hold on.
Yep.
For financial advice, my super. Yeah. So I'm just in Australian super, and he was saying like they've sorted something out for him that's a little bit higher risk for a better return. Probably looking at some sort of income protection
Yep, okay.
as well. And you have higher death, permanent disability, and if I die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So do you know with your Australian super at the moment if you've
It's
got
really
any of
shit.
those?
I think it's like if I die, I get 230 or something, which isn't,
Right.
yeah.
So it's probably just like a default sort of
It's a
setup with
default one.
your So you haven't made any sort of changes or anything at all towards it since you just
No.
contribute and that's it?
Yeah, so like I've had that super fund since I was maybe 20, and death and all that sort of stuff is not something you really think about, and I didn't really have a partner that would benefit from it either, so I never really thought of much about it.
Yeah, no, totally understand. I mean, and when you're young, you don't really think about that kind of stuff for a while anyway, so
No, and like where the financial position we're sort of in as well is sort of like if one of us were to die, we would like the other one to be basically set without having any sort of financial
of
strain.
course. Yeah, you don't want to have to worry about anything else.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I guess when it comes to like, so basically with what we do, just to give you a bit of a brief rundown, I'm not too sure how much Jake might have told you. But basically, we do provide different ranges of advice. But our wheelhouse is definitely long-term investments, super and insurances, kind of everything that comes off from that. So if that's what you're interested in, that's
Yeah.
definitely, you're definitely in the right place.
Nice.
So I guess like the next step in this is doing a little bit of research in regards to your Australian super fund and how it's set up and then your circumstances as well, your goals, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So what we do is basically just book you in for the consultation. It's about 30, maybe 45 minutes of a call. So if you don't have that time today, that's obviously totally fine. We can just book that in. But if you don't mind, I'll just grab some basic information off you now and then we can sort that out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just confirm Tamara is Tamara.
Yep.
And then Olson, Olson.
Yep.
Awesome.
For now,
And,
Jake just said.
oh, for now.
Oh, we're planning to get married next year.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Can I grab your date of birth, please?
12/12/1988.
12, 12, 1988. And whereabouts are you guys? Are you on the Gold Coast or where are you located?
No, we're in Tasmania.
Tasmania. Okay,
Yes,
definitely
yes.
not on the Gold Coast.
No,
bit of a hike, so we'll be doing everything over the phone. That's
He
no
used to live
worries.
at Tweed, so that's why he went through you guys, I think so.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Tweed's such a nice spot.
Oh, yeah. But he likes Tasmania better, obviously. He's been here the last
Yeah.
2 years now.
Of course, yeah. It would be so cold down there right now, I can imagine.
It's lovely. It's nice. You've got the beanie on,
Yeah. And with work, are you full-time, part-time, casual?
full-time.
Full-time. And what do you do?
Non-destructive testing, so it's an NDT technician.
Okay, that's different. Testing. So what was it? Sorry, it's what testing? Non-destructive testing.
Yeah, non-destructive testing.
Cool, technician. Awesome. And do you have any idea, just a rough idea, what is sitting in your Australian super account?
160,000.
$160K, and then you've got those insurances that are all default.
That was probably when I last checked about 2 years ago, though, so I'm not sure.
That's all right. That was rough 2 years ago. Okay, no worries at all. And when it comes to what you do with your super, are you doing any sort of extra contributions, or is it just what your employer pays?
No, just what my employer paid. So, like, I was always in quite well-paying jobs, and it's almost like this new super tax crap that they want to bring in. You kind of, like, much, like, you don't know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want too much in there, but you want as much as possible.
Yeah. No, I understand what you mean. Okay. So, all right. So basically, as I said, the next step would be to book you in for the consultation. And just so you're aware, it is a completely complimentary process. We go through and do all of the research, present you with the advice, and then you can make an educated decision on what you want to do moving forward. And that's only if we can put you in a much better position.
So,
just to give you a rough idea with our fee process. So as I said, everything is, it's all obligation free. You get presented with the advice before you can choose to come on board. But with this, because you'd be coming on as Jake's, like, his partner, you then would both get discounted rate fees due to being like couples. We have the couples discount. So his fees would also get lowered to 1.1%. And that's what your ongoing would be as well.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, so and then there is just the one implementation fee right at the beginning, which is just a once off, which is 1.65%. And then, yeah, just the ongoing fee moving forward. But that's pretty much covering everything. So when with your Australian Super, do you have an online portal or an app or anything at all that you look at?
I've logged into it once in many, many years, about 2 years ago. So I don't know, I have access to it. I just don't necessarily check it because it was never really in the forefront.
It's not really a very heavily used app, so I understand.
No.
That's all good. Okay, so what kind of days or times would work best for you?
I'm pretty easy for the next week and a half. Okay. Then I do go back to work for 2 weeks, so.
Oh, okay, like FIFO?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, no worries. How about, let me just have a look. What about, like, same time tomorrow?
Yeah, if I was to give you...
Oh, actually, wait, sorry, 1 second. What time? Is, I'm just trying to... Sorry, I'm just pulling up the calendars.
Yeah.
Would 10:30 tomorrow work for you?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. I will book that in. I'll send you out an email, so I'll grab your email address off you as well, please.
Yeah, so my name.
I'll send you out our details.
Yeah. So Tamara Olson at y7mail.com.
y7mail.com. Perfect. All right. I will shoot you out an email with all the details and confirmation of the booking for tomorrow. But otherwise, I will give you a buzz at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Did you have any questions or anything before I let you go?
No. Fine.
All right. Perfect. Well, you enjoy your day and I'll chat to you in the morning.
Thank you very much.
No worries, Tamara. Bye.
Bye.